Good evening and welcome, everyone. Today is April the 14th. Glad to have you here with us this evening, and welcome to you, Dan.
What's happening in your world of vintage racing and concours and rallies and all the things that keep you busy with all your reporters?
Well, I would say the main thing is that people I talk to around the country can't wait for the season to get underway in actual fact.
I know we're getting questions about May for vintage racing, and I know that's everybody's puzzle on will most of the early May get rescheduled or canceled in late May? But also the concours scene seems to be drawing a lot of interest because of more race cars are at concours. I know I think the Greenwich Concours has been canceled. That one was originally the end of May.
Yes, Greenwich was canceled, and I saw just yesterday a message from Marlene that the next event also at Lime Rock had been canceled because of orders from the governor.
I think that was a VSCCA event, wasn't it?
No, it was touring cars, yeah.
It's hard to keep up with because it changes almost daily, not quite, but almost daily, and then we talked to some people about Monterey this year. Everybody's pretty positive that one was going to happen with the full car week. So that's something to look forward to as we try to get through May, June. But one of the things that we observe is some of the shops are still hard at work restoring, race prepping. Do you have any news from that front?
No, nothing of significance. I think the main thing is that the people that I talk to, the photographers, the writers, and people like that, are really obeying these lockdown orders, so they're not getting out to look at cars.
Well, you know, that's something you and I have been talking about, is the symbiotic relation between the shops, the tracks, the clubs. They've all got to work together. New people coming into the sport, they need help with prepping the car or maybe getting the car to the track. I think gone are the days when everybody built their own trailer and drove their own car to the track. So it's a different world now with more shops flourishing. And Jim Donick was supposed to give us a report, I know, on shops in New England that were supporting various kinds of cars.
Yeah, I think we'll have some good stuff in the upcoming issue. I just got the last part of that from Donick today, and he did a nice job on lining out who supports the VSCCA guys. And, of course, VSCCA cars are esoteric, so that should be very interesting.
Well, at the opposite end of the country, you know, you've spent a lot of time up in the Pacific Northwest, and there's a variety of shops up there. So as far as having a good support network, that should help the racing up in the Northwest.
Yeah, I mean, some of the country's premier shops are certainly in the Northwest. And, you know, it's a place full of a lot of people to help you out if you were interested in getting started. It's a place full of resources. Very interesting to go to the event in Portland, which, you know, of course, features British cars. But to walk the field out there, you know, 600 or 700 cars and, you know, all kinds of parts and proprietors and stuff like that. You know, I'm sure every region of the country has all those people.
Well, you know, that Portland event is really, I think, coming on. It's the last few years made more of a big deal about being a big celebration of British cars. And since they hold that at Portland Raceway and they have the British all British car field meet, if I got that right, in conjunction with the Sovereign Race, which I think this year is going to salute MGs. And thank goodness it's on Labor Day weekend, which is far enough away that it should be a firm date.
Yeah, I think there's a very good likelihood of that event going forward. It's a great week in Portland because they also have the IndyCar on the bookend weekend, so quite a weekend for motorsports. Yeah, that's one of my favorite events, the Columbia River Classic and the ABFM, the All British Field Meet. There's really enough cars there that as an enthusiast, it's hard to see the whole thing in 2 days.
When we get through these next couple of rough months, maybe that's what we ought to spend some time talking about, because the fall is going to be so incredibly busy with vintage racing and, of course, contemporary racing, because they're all getting rescheduled in the fall. But there's some pretty interesting club events and a few fairly big spectator events in the fall, and we ought to kind of look at those and see which ones we might tell our listeners that are pretty exciting.
Oh, without a doubt. Certainly vintage events all over the country. And of course, as you noted, lots of professional events being rescheduled for the fall, many of which will appear in the magazine as future history. We have every reason to be enthusiastic for the season.
Well, we'll try to stay on top of it and keep our listeners up to date as much as we can. Maybe our next session we can have a little update on the May events, which are going to come up before we know it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. We could certainly go through what's moving and what we hope to see. Thank you very much, Dan. Nice to talk to you this evening.
I hope you have a good evening and look forward to talking to you very soon.
That's great.
Good night.
Take care. Good night.